The sounds you hear are the sounds of the unwashed masses here at Fed CityCon 8.
Dude, unwashed is true. Unwashed is absolutely
Scarefest
true.
Weekend presents Fed CityCon 8, the Ocho, live from...
Now, hold on. Are we going Chris Jericho or Dodgeball with the Ocho?
Dodgeball.
Okay,
dodgeball
good.
I still respect Dodgeball. You know it. So we are live from the show floor, recording our episode. Yeah, I guess we can move that chair. We had coming up here in a bit. We got a chair out here for Hannah Fearman.
Woo!
Coming up here, next to you, buddy. Sitting next to you.
She was amazing.
And so that's going to be fun. We have that to look forward to. But the show floor is open. People are here shopping, meeting celebrities. Jake the Snake Roberts offering Jason from the fan film Mission Barbecue. It's a full day here.
People are having us autograph cowboy hats.
Yeah, like that was a trip.
Right, that was weird. And it was like 4 minutes after the show floor opened, too.
Yeah.
They stopped by and they were just like, hey, can we? They were talking to us. And they were just like, hey, will you sign my hat? And I was like, sure.
Like, we have photos here. I was just fine doing that. But
no, we don't stop at photos.
No.
We sign the items that you bring from home at no additional charge.
Mm-mm. That felt-covered turban.
Yes. We'll take it. We'll take it.
Use sex toys I might be out on.
Nope. Mm-mm. It's for our fundraiser, Stuff the Butt. you take your used sex toys. It's disgusting.
It's
also great.
It's weird recording and being able to look 3 feet and see.
Yeah.
Well, can we just lock eyes for a second? Just lock eyes with
I
me.
Love
this
it.
This is good. I'm here for this.
Go. Don't let go.
No, I'm here.
Swim in them.
I'm here.
Swim in them.
The best part about this is Jason is just between us.
I'm telling you guys are giving me tingles in my jingles.
Listen, you've heard of the show Between Two Ferns. He's between two Chris's right now.
Absolutely.
And it's warm and cozy.
Yeah, you said, like, well, you know, when you sat down, you were like, I don't want to come between you. And then you rubbed our backs and said, or do I? I'm not sure what you meant
all
by that.
It means I feel like a microwaved Oreo cookie.
We took a picture with Lucha masks on, and he put his hand on my inner thigh. So I don't want to hear anything about not coming between us at all. Period. I don't want to hear any of that. And then you just said, sorry about the inner thigh. And then you didn't move your hand. So I don't know what...
Wait, he didn't move?
No,
you didn't move?
Didn't move it.
I didn't know which way to go.
could have gone back to your own leg.
Yeah, no. Not an option.
I'm so committed.
Well, I guess that's fair. Maybe you should be committed. Like,
I've gone too far now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I didn't want to go down because it was caressing. But I didn't want to go up.
When you're wondering where to go, the answer is always deeper.
There are rumors about the House of Flan.
I don't know what you're talking about. You started all of those.
I don't know.
Right. So we're here just having a great time. Jake the Snake Roberts did not DDT me. However, we have started. It's not too late to subscribe, donate to our GoFundMe, which is where we're taking also Chris over to get one punch from Butterbean.
What?
Yep.
Wait, I never agreed to this.
You don't have to agree. It's legally binding now because it's on GoFundMe.
Well, okay.
We're gonna take
that. Wait, who gets the money?
Charities. The charity of my pocket.
But I never agreed to any of that.
You don't have to worry. Don't worry about it. I'm going to take you over there to get an autograph from Butterbean, and really it's going to be the
one. Well, did you see the paperwork that makes me Chris and you are also Chris now?
Speaking of paperwork.
Oh, here it is.
I have paperwork for you that you need to sign and fill out.
I have the pen.
Thank you.
You don't have to fill it out right now. How are you, sir?
Hey, what's up, man? Oh, that Halloween 2 shirt's fucking dope.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You want a microphone?
I guess we have TN2M shows, and we're recording an episode live from the show floor. If you want to be a part of it, you can tell us your name and where you're from. You don't look like you want to be a part of it. That's okay.
Oh, well, here, I'll take the mic back then.
Yeah, it's all right.
Why did you take the mic from me?
It was a pressure moment. It was a pressure moment. It was a pressure
moment.
It's a real mic. It's a real mic.
It's not like 3D printed.
No. No, we have a YouTube channel where we upload videos. We have audio podcast system. Are you?
I watch a lot of podcasts.
Perfect. Yeah. We should subscribe to each other then.
Yeah.
That's all of our information. You can take that one. Yeah, that's our YouTube channel. It's TN2M shows. We have like trivia, wrestling memes, stand up comedy, a bunch of stuff like that. And
horror.
We touch on some horror too. So.
Oh yeah.
Well, you're in the right place for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Horse make the world go round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Watch y'all.
Yeah, man. Do it.
Great, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
No, man, you're good. This is
thank you.
This is part of the live episode, man. I love it.
Thank you.
That's how it happens here at Vet City Con.
I've never had someone accept a mic for an interview and then immediately be like, oh, no.
Yeah, he had the mic and then he just set it down.
Yeah, you can be on it if you want, and he's just like, I don't. So, all right.
You can pick up the mic, tell us your name while you're here. I don't want to do that.
No.
Oh, well,
It's perfect if you for nothing else to establish an alibi.
Yeah.
That you can say that you were here at the time, and then you can commit a crime at a later date and say that you were here, and you will have you on audio. It's fine. It's a perfect crime, like punching someone in the.
What was it? Well, no, like the was it an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm or something that got someone off from a murder charge?
Yeah. Yes, they were in a baseball game.
Yeah.
Or an extra, or considered to be an extra.
Yeah, they were in the background of the shot, and they were like, "No, I was at this game." And they were like, "Okay, prove it," and then like. They got a hold of the Curb people and were like, am I actually on camera for anything? And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, cool. Well, I'm being charged with murder. Can you help me?
It's like a heavy charge.
Yeah. There's a Netflix documentary about that. I think.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
That goes over.
Have you seen the Netflix documentary on Nature Boy Ric Flair?
No.
Brutal.
Oh, I'm sure.
Brutal.
Who has anything good to say about Ric Flair at any point?
Ric Flair?
Yeah, that's about it.
It's 90 minutes of... everyone talking about what a piece of shit he is, but then being like, but he's the best wrestler alive.
But that boy can throw a figure four leg lock like you wouldn't believe.
So when he was at LCTC, has he been there? He's been twice now.
I think so, yeah. He went back-to-back years, I think.
I think it was the second year he was there. I had a friend who worked at Walgreens, and it was a 24-hour store, and he got to be at work at like 7. He walked in, and there was someone there that he was... talking to, and the guy was like clearly drunk, and he's like, can I call you a cab or something? He's like, yeah, man, that would be great. He was like, I've been out all night with Ric Flair, and he dropped me off here and told me to go in and get a couple bottles of water and had his driver just fucking leave.
Wow.
Yeah.
To be fair, Ric Flair probably forgot
that
he sent someone in to get water.
Yeah.
Why are we in a Walgreens? He's getting you water. I don't want water.
Is that vodka-flavored water? Is it gin-flavored water?
That's the second best story about LexCon and a celebrity being in trouble, second only to the guy that is the son of Ernest, who talked about how he almost got shot because he wore the wrong colors at a liquor bar.
Oh, yeah, it was, UK went 37-1, or 38-1, because they were like 2 games away from the national championship. Yep. And he'd been dressed as Gilligan, and they'd lost to Wisconsin, and he walked into like... a not great part of town, wearing a long sleeve red shirt when they had lost to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And, if you ever met the son of Ernest, dude,
Billy,
he is not a.
Billy, what's his name?
He's
Billy.
Not physically
Billy.
Intimidating
his first name's Billy.
At all.
I can't remember the.
Billy. His name's Billy.
Yeah, it's Billy something.
Yeah. We saw him later and he's like, man, I almost got shot. Like, it was like people were like. He was in fear for his life for a moment. And,
had a friend who worked at a downtown liquor store in Louisville on Derby Day, and the way he tells it is they ran out of Hennessy.
Oh, that's a problem.
And he said that like people were literally like storming out, like threatened to like break bottles. Like he's like they were livid about it. So,
people
but anyway,
their liquor.
Vet City.
Vet City Cons. Scarefest.
Bring it back home.
Scarefest Weekend presents. Vet City Con 8.
I just missed my mouth with a sweet tooth.
I don't know how that was like 2 inches.
Yeah, it was not close.
It was not. Yeah, you're.
Here we go.
I don't even know. All right. But we've seen the Maple Leaf Monster, Seth LeDuc, here. He also did not get DDT'd by Jake the Snake, which
I think
great.
He's coming for you, though.
Probably. No one needs to tell him that I'm here because of what happened a couple weeks ago at the Kentucky's Biggest Battle Royal. Don't get that paperwork wet.
I'm not.
We have the wrestler application because I got a text. I was told that if you fill this out and you get your license, there is a tag team match in our future.
What?
You and me in a tag team match.
Surprise!
I got you. No, like I promise you. Like I got you. I'll explain off air, but it's going to be good.
You've been chopped by some of the best. What? Amber Hunter?
Amber Hunter, John
April
Morrison,
Hunter.
April Hunter.
April Hunter.
April Hunter. I'm sorry.
She will beat the crap out of you if you get her name wrong.
My bad. I got her mixed up with all the other badge pics she posts on.
Wow. So it's that kind of show.
Was that the line?
It's that kind of show.
It? Was that the line? Sorry.
It's that kind of
show.
My
bad. But I'm sorry, when you're at a convention and that's what you're promoting at your booth,
yeah.
Like your first question shouldn't be, hey, do you want to see what's in the folder?
No, I asked her.
Adults only?
I asked her to put me in a headlock for like 6 minutes. I was like, this is like
also, calling that a convention is a bit of a stretch.
That is true.
You know,
the entire place shut down to watch you and me get chopped.
Yeah.
And I say shut down loosely because all we were doing was standing around talking to each other anyway.
It was worth it.
Right.
It was worth it every time.
That's the way we do it. So, yeah, there's plenty to see here if you missed it because this will air after it's already over. So if you missed it.
Boo on you.
Yeah, you suck. And you missed a hell of a good time. There's a lot of Ghostbusters running around here, too, also.
There's a guy with a Universal Championship. I think I'm going to give him the big boot and pin him.
Challenge him, yeah. If he comes by, we're going to see if he'll come here for a challenge.
Yep, there's some Mandos here.
Yeah.
We say it in the best way,
dude. It's a compliment.
No judgment.
Yeah.
Now there's judgment because he stared at you.
He is going to beat you up.
He's going to try.
You're always making friends everywhere you go, Jason.
It's what I do.
Jason from Superhero D-Job. I don't even think we introduced you in the beginning of this.
No introduction needed.
Jason, Superhero D-Job.
The more incognito, the better.
Yeah. We were joined a little bit earlier by El Pathetico. He may come back. I don't know. Mick Strawn will probably be joining us at some point if he comes back.
Woo!
With his attack dog that I've seen. It's been a great time.
He's not in the hover realm this year.
That is true. Yeah. Butterbean over there, gonna one-punch Koran.
Nah, I don't think so.
Also, Chris, going to get the one-punch challenge.
Nah, I don't think so.
DDP has been helping him
a lot. Like, when he was at, I can't remember if it was Scarefest or LCTC, you know, he had, like the walker thing that would also help you stand. Yeah. I was like, that's a fucking bummer.
Yeah.
But, like, now he's just, like, standing, has a hand on the chair, and he's just, like, I haven't seen him sitting down.
He beat the shit out of Bart Gunn, and we love him for that.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped Bart Gunn's push that you would not believe, and nobody gets that reference other than me. All I know is I'm looking.
No, I got it. I got it.
You got it.
The Girl Scout table, the Girl Scout cookie table, is being unsupervised.
We cannot rob that tiny little 11.
All I'm saying is it's unsupervised. I was going to say maybe we should watch it for them, but your mind immediately went to stealing.
I know you.
That's true. I was saying let's go over there and steal some cookies. I can't lie.
I don't even see the Thin Mints.
I think there's a box underneath that. Hey! Yeah, there's some great costumes. There's some great cosplay. The cosplay contest is being judged by Bowling Green's premier paranormal investigators and eliminators, the Ghostbusters of Kentucky. They're
Hold
here.
On. Let's
premier?
Yeah, they're premier. They're number one.
Yeah.
I want one of them to walk by so I can talk to him for a
Absolutely.
Second.
Absolutely.
We've seen one stroll by a couple times.
Well, one of them had his kid with him, and I didn't want to.
That wasn't a kid.
Not that one. The other guy with the kid. With the actual kid.
God damn it.
Busted midget.
God damn it.
I said it. I said that word. I don't think you're allowed to say that word. I don't know. Oh, here they come. Now we can't get free cookies because here comes 11. Back again.
Also, Chris can't take me anywhere.
No, we're stuck here. Oh, do you want to try? Do you want to try and?
We have the gentleman from Scarefest.
Yes,
it's awesome.
Oh, Brandon, Scarefest owner.
Scarefest.
Come and talk to us for a minute.
Yes, turn that. Yes,
yes.
Brandon from Scarefest.
Introduce yourself. It's already on.
Yes.
What's up, guys?
Sign
Brandon,
please.
Wes is a lot better at this. I'm not very good at it. I typically hide. Oh, but no, we got you here now.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yep. So,
good crowd today.
Let's see.
Yeah.
So, are you ready for?
Oh no.
Oh, no, please don't.
Oh yeah, shoot.
You can plead the fifth on this.
No. This is a good one. It's not even bad. If you saw a picture of your significant other as a teenager,
why?
Are you allowed to be attracted to?
I apologize.
Yeah, I'm sorry in advance.
I'm sorry.
I'm
I'm going to go with no.
No?
That's a good answer. It's a safe answer.
Yeah, it's a layup. I'm on the record here.
Yeah. I was going to say, the red light is on.
Yeah, he's like a premier business owner in Lexington, so.
No.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
The answer is always
a fine line, right?
Yeah, like my wife's like elementary school photos and things. Like, I don't.
No, I said as a teenager.
No. Oh, okay.
I didn't go that young,
no.
weirdo.
We're gonna switch gears real quick. We're gonna switch gears real quick because this is Scarefest Weekend presents Vet City Con 8. So how excited is it for Scarefest to be a part of this Vet City Con?
Well, Chad and them do a great job, and this is actually when I first started doing Scarefest. This was the first show that we set a booth up at. So a lot of the vendors and a lot of the guys here, like, I met back then, and I love this show. Like, everybody knows each other. Chad does just an outstanding job, and you get to look at Corvettes.
Scarefest has always been one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, I've been a fan of Scarefest for years.
I appreciate it. We've kind of poured everything we've got into it as far as, like, heart and soul and time. And, you know, as soon as one shuts down, like, we're starting to plan the next one.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like,
that's the best way to do it.
Oh, it's the only way to do it because so many things can go wrong when you're doing a show, whether it's, you know, in a venue like this or you've got 100,000 square foot.
Yeah.
And so you just got to plan for every little thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a year-long thing. Adrian and Wes do a great job. We've got, you know, just a lot of great people that put their all into it.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you got a busy weekend next weekend. I'm assuming y'all are going to be just set up at Lexington.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I can't even keep track of dates.
It all runs together now.
Well, yeah, like I'm going, like we're here and at Evansville Horror Con this weekend. My wife's down there. And then I'm actually going to Monster Mania and Lexington Comic Con in the same weekend.
Jeez.
Which I'm trying to. I'll be red eyeing it up there.
Yeah.
We'll be set up there. We've got two booth space. The whole crew will be up there. So it's always a fun time. We're trying to figure out which props we're going to set up. But, you can catch us on the floor.
Okay, so Scarefest has been around for a while, very successful. What is, like, kind of a trade secret behind the scenes to running a long-running,
good,
successful
convention? Good question.
Like,
so
like, we don't need to know everything. We don't need to know where the Ark of the fucking Covenant is.
But if you know that, tell us.
What is something that people may listen and be like, oh man, you know, I'm into conventions. What's one of the keys?
One big thing is you have to listen to the fans. And when people make, like, guest announcements or, you know, guest suggestions and things like that, I think you've got to give the people what they want, and you have to work really hard to do that. It's real easy to, you know, work on your lineups and just if somebody offers you people, then you just take it. But one thing that we've really focused on is listening to what people want and then also trying to do these huge pairings. So, like, last year, you know, having all the final ladies, with the exception of Dana Kimmel, who I cannot get for anything. And part six, but everybody else we had. And so, like, this year, you know, getting all the Michael Myers together, getting all the Jasons together, we've got a big Texas announcement that we're going to be working on.
Ooh,
what we found is like covering, like, all these different fandoms, you know, you really get a lot of people to the show, and a lot of people have fun and, like, interact. And horror cons are different than any other kind of con.
Yeah.
That fans will take care of each other. They're legitimately, like, the nicest group of folks that you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
We had a lady last year who came down from Wisconsin and had bought about $3,000 worth of autographs.
Wow.
And laid them down by one of the vendor tables.
Forgot them, didn't she?
She laid them down and walked off.
That
and
sucks.
She came to me frantic as all get out. And don't you know that, like, I told her, go up there and see if somebody turned it in. She's like, nobody's going to turn that in. I was just, go check. Somebody picked it up and turned it in.
That's awesome.
That's great.
And
holy
shit. You do not see that.
No.
Hardly.
You don't see that in society.
No. A story I'll tell off air. I had a friend who was tabling at a convention and had a guy just steal off his table. And when he reached out to the vendor about it, because the guy ended up messaging him being like, hey, I took this off your table. I saw it was marked $50. I'll Venmo you. And the guy was just like, it's $300 now. Because, you know, you don't get to steal from me and then message me 10 hours later and be like, hey, I took this, but I'll pay now.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell the rest of this off air.
Yeah. No, it's great. Like, the horror community, you're right. Like, for a genre that is based on, you know, like some of the darkest parts of the human and inhuman psyche. The fandom and the people are some of the nicest, most genuine people that you'll ever meet.
God, yeah, I love it. Awesome. Dude, it's like going to a metal show. Yep. It's like you wouldn't expect it, but like metal shows have the nicest crowds.
Yep.
So, question I've got, if budget wasn't an option, like who would be the big want for you?
Yeah. Who's the golden goose? By the way, you guys fucking John scored Carver. With Matt Bullard.
Oh, we've still got more room to go on that one.
I'm ready, baby.
Like, he just, all of a sudden, something just happened where he's been really popular lately.
The Five Nights at Freddy's movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys scored with that.
I tell you what it really is. I mean, Five Nights at Freddy's, but like, if you've ever interacted with Matt,
he's the nicest fucking dude.
He will take his time, and it doesn't matter if there's 100 people in his line and the con is closed. He will stay there until he gets everyone through.
That's awesome.
And I mean, his just level of interaction and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a commodity.
Yeah. Carbon. Sorry.
Oh, no. I was going to say. So back to this question. He's your golden goose.
I would have to go with John Carpenter.
Yeah, that would be.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. That'd be fucking sick. My mind automatically went to the duo of David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson.
That'd
like
be a good
both people from X Files would be sick.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of different ways to look at this. So like, if budget, so you know you've got budget, but then you've just got people that like just don't do shows.
Yeah.
And then like trying to reach out. Like one of my favorite things about this is like trying to get folks that don't do shows normally. And so like getting out there and like really kind of hunting folks down that either like maybe had a little small role in a 1980s flick versus like, you know, Pam Springsteen. From Sleepaway Camp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I've never seen her at a show, and I would absolutely fall over backwards.
Yeah.
And why am I blanking on the guy from Jaws that you got the autograph
Richard
from?
Dreyfuss.
And that was Scarefest, right?
Yeah.
Like that was awesome.
That was,
like,
really
that was
great. Yeah.
That was really killer. And you know the Damien Leone, like he sat down and talked with us last year. He was so fucking nice.
Yeah,
like the Terrifier group all seemed really polite and very cool.
They were super cool. And then like we were just sitting there, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm walking down there and by the Terrifier bunch, and I pass Chris Jericho, and I'm like, is that Chris Jericho? Chris Jericho came in the building for, like,
I forgot Fozzie played that Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah, Fozzie played Friday night of Scarefest last year, because I was kind of surprised you guys didn't have him as a guest. I was like, oh, Jericho's in there. They're going to announce him any day now.
I would have been happy to, but, like, I didn't even know that he was in the building. Like,
yeah. But, yeah, because I forgot he has he's in a post-credit scene for Terrifier 2.
Yep. Gotcha. I walked in the green room, and it was him, his band, Greg Nicotero, Doug Bradley, and a couple other guys just sitting there, like, shooting the shit.
That's awesome.
And I just sat there for a minute.
Yeah, just like, take that in.
You that's all you can do. Just soak it in, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tyler Labine was probably one of the nicest people I've ever met.
Amazing.
He had such – we wanted so bad to get Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, dude.
And we almost did it, and then he had a prior engagement.
Awesome. Yeah.
I wanted that Tucker and Dale.
I would have dropped money on that one.
Yeah,
I'm going to circle back around to that.
The only bone I have to pick with you was there was no solo Damien Leone photo op.
Yeah, and that's not my call. but he actually does all the makeup for those in costume photo ops, and the in costume photo ops were just badass.
Yeah,
I love, like, we've really put a lot of emphasis on the photo op stuff, man. Like getting like all these big groups together to do them, because like, you know, people ain't getting any younger.
Right.
On some of them, and like, you know, like Dick Warlock coming out. Like he's coming out this year with Nick Castle, James Duke Courtney. We still got a couple more people we haven't announced from that franchise, but I'm a huge Dick Warlock fan.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's.
I didn't realize that he lived in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's been a while since I've seen him do a convention, so that's a really good get. That's a good.
Oh yeah, I'm super stoked. You know, like Halloween, Season of the Witch.
You can go fuck yourself.
We're gonna go throw down.
Yeah. No, but no. Thanks for your time. Thanks for time with us. Like, thanks for hanging out.
Weird question about my wife.
don't mind him. He's weird.
We have. I have. Just
he has it. Not us.
He's not a regular host.
It's not a regular host. It's him. It's not
so bad now.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You should. You definitely
should feel bad.
Not see that coming.
It's okay.
Brandon, always a pleasure. And last question, what can we do to be the official podcast of Scarefest?
Yes, how do we make that happen?
So what you do is you go down to the booth. There's a guy with a hat and a beard.
Okay. All right.
And you just beat the shit out of him.
Done.
Done. Can we use the mics to beat the shit out of him?
Or get him to start smoking again and he has another heart attack.
Can wow.
Jesus.
While we do it.
That was dark. There, this is perfect then.
Maybe.
Like we're going to play Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back while we do it.
That'll work.
Because that way good. He's going to call you. He's like, some guys just came and beat me up.
Play
and they
like
played
our
music while they did it.
Yeah. Play some like old school like L7 shit list.
Yeah.
Okay. We can do that.
All right. And film it. And
put some
it on
P-Rock CL Smooth.
Gauntlet laid down.
Well, thank you guys.
Thanks
I appreciate
so
it.
Appreciate you, buddy. Hey, thank you. Thank you for the time. All right, be good, baby.
Thank you. And, yeah, that's
drop that last one on him.
That's how you do it. No, we'll talk more about Scarefest weekend as it gets a little bit closer.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. It's always a fun show, always a great show to be at.
It's one that we look forward to every year. So,
I think that's where I first met you guys.
I think so.
No, it was LCTC.
No.
It was LCTC 2014 when we were right next to you guys. I remember because I'd had my back worked on. Like, I'd had my back tattoo worked on, and I was getting
it. Did I smack you on the back?
No, I was getting lotioned up, and you lifted your shirt and rubbed in the lotion with your stomach.
This boy brought receipts. This boy brought receipts for when we met each other.
That's something you don't forget, like, 14 hours after meeting someone.
Yeah,
that's
true.
If there's a way to make a situation bad, I have figured it out.
Oh, we've seen that already several times today.
No, well, in fairness, it's not like I was just like, nah. You just came up and you were just like, well. And you were
all
like,
right,
you were like, is this gonna bother you? And I go, nah, it's fine.
My Brillo pad beer belly.
It's just like, oh,
whatever.
Nope. Drink. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm waiting for. Oh, here comes you want to challenge him for the title? Here we go. Challenge him. Do it.
I want the belt. Give me the belt. I will pin you for the belt right now.
He said no.
You going down, chump.
He said no.
You losing, baby.
Like, no.
The belt is mine.
He said no.
He said it's not the hardcore championship.
He said the title. He said he's on the Roman Reigns schedule.
That dude was not feeling the joke at all either.
He said no.
I guarantee
he
heard it like five other times.
Yeah.
probably no one holding a microphone legitimately screaming at him, though. So.
No.
That's how you know it's serious. Yeah, I'm waiting again for one of these.
Their seat, it looks like they're 6'8".
Yeah.
Dude, if you're going to contribute.
The instant you try and hand him the mic, he gets up and leaves.
Nope.
That's the second person.
The biggest nope I've seen today so far. Send one of those Kentucky Ghostbusters over here.
Okay.
Find one of those Ghostbusters and send them over here.
You know the one.
I got a bone to pick with some of these Ghostbusters. Send some cookies over.
Actually, no. You're a very pretty girl, Scout. The beard really makes it.
You got the beard merit badge. I like it. Oh, there it is. You're the one from the box.
Oh. These poor people across from us right now just trying to look at like...
Yeah, nobody's making eye contact with us at all.
No.
Everybody's doing all that they can to avoid looking at us.
I like how you guys are acting like that's like a unique thing. That's kind of like my life right
now. It happens every day.
Are we supposed to actually make eye contact with people?
Only when it's uncomfortable. Only when it makes it weird.
Yeah, story of my life.
Still coming for the belt.
I've been trying to get one of these Ghostbusters over here to talk about the history of their group and all that stuff. And nobody's walking by when we have a free moment.
How much range does this have? Not enough. Not enough to get over there.
100 feet. A couple hundred feet. So
that would reach over there.
Yeah, you could probably go somewhere down here, or you probably could get pretty close. I don't know. I'm not going to say try it, but
yeah, because there's no way for you to tell me if you lose me, because we're not listening to this right now.
Yeah, like we would have to look at the meter. This is great content, by the way. I'm sure everybody friggin' loves to hear.
I know,
because I'm not editing any of this out.
Oh, I know.
It's going to play straight. Remember when we had last year? I think we had like a 2.5 hour.
Well, yeah, but it was four of us, and everyone was holding a mic, but it was two different conversations happening simultaneously.
That's so bad.
You told me you tried to listen to it, and you were like, it's just fucking chaos.
It is nothing but chaos. And somehow we got quite a few listens on that. I don't know how, but like people were listening to that. And it was like nobody could tell me anything that we talked about, but people were like, yeah, it was a trip.
No, there's this book that was written in like the 1940s where the dude literally just wrote Like, he and I can't remember what the title was, but he literally wrote, like, thoughts in your brain throughout the day. Oh, so there's, no. like, at points there are, like, pages with no punctuation or spacing or anything. Yeah. That was that episode.
Yeah, that basically was, yeah.
Because I feel like no one, like, there's no lull. Like, there's no silence because, again, two different conversations going on.
And and it went for, like, over 2 hours. And, like,
what's dead inside?
My heart. What? My soul.
Sir in the black pants.
More specific.
How dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, there's too many people in black pants here. I don't know.
Not enough people in white jeans, though. Not enough people in white jeans.
Yeah. Not this year.
We haven't really...
The vest is what made the outfit,
though.
Yeah,
that's true.
The Art of Fighting style Robert Garcia.
And everybody just kind of looked at you like, I have no idea what he's doing, but I want no part of it.
Everyone.
At all.
You looked like you walked off of, like... a made-for-TV Roadhouse sequel in that outfit?
It was pretty bad.
I loved every bit of it, too.
I know.
It was bad in, like, the best possible way, but it was bad, and I loved it.
I was actually, my daughter actually asked if I was going to wear it this weekend. I was like, no, not this weekend, not again. No.
I think that's the bummer, is, like, Jube's not here this year.
Yeah, I know.
She's got a boyfriend.
I know, but I wanted another drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it still your profile picture?
It is not, but it's on the fridge. It's on the fridge.
The last one left.
What's up? Give me a high five.
All right.
Killer, I'm coming to buy cookies from you in a little bit.
I probably am as well. I have no willpower.
Do you want to say hi?
You can be a part of.
You're good. All right.
You know what?
We have determined that the problem is you.
The problem is
and it's
me.
Okay. It's okay. We've addressed it. That's the problem. Now we can fix it.
Attention, Vet City.
Oh, attention, Vet City.
Yes, that's us.
That's us.
Let you all know at 2:00.
2:00.
That the Ghostbusters booth.
Oh, we know that.
A prop building, a 3D printing panel.
3D printing? That's right up Flanagan's Alley.
Yep. He's also had his full dress costume, picture, meet and greets, photo opportunities at his booth at 4:00. If you're interested in that, please go by and see him.
Sign up at the booth.
On the list.
Yeah.
Photo opportunities.
All right.
And again, a panel.
I'm going to keep talking. I'm just talking over it. I don't know what to say, though.
Yeah.
You're sexy, Brandon.
Thank you. Yep. It's unanimous.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
You're good. So you wrestled.
I'm so sorry. I was that close, except for not even close.
Why are they scared of us?
No.
So? You didn't even go ask, did you? No one's coming over, though?
Like, what time of year is it?
It's Bendy again! Put the hat on! Put the hat on!
Okay.
That's so dope. If you've ever seen Bendy and the Ink Machine, there's a killer cosplay of it here right now. She's absolutely killing it. It's great.
Sorry.
A plus.
Yeah. Chuck Danger is the man. Chuck Danger is the man.
Oh God, it's a creeper. I gotta run.
Is that how concave still is?
He is not feeling the joke at all. Zip it up. Let's see the whole thing.
It's okay, you don't have to zip it. It's okay. It's a hoodie. You don't have to do this.
Nice. That's awesome, dude.
You look like a camouflage Spider-Man. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah, it is. The downside is now you have to eat with it zipped up, though.
I'd love it if the zipper got stuck.
Wow. Yeah, it's been a minute. All right.
So, someone saw Chris wrestle a couple weeks ago. Now they're talking to him about that. Was really hoping we can get the Maple Leaf Monster over here. I really want Flanagan to be put through this table.
Like, seriously, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
That would take some effort, though. Like, this is plastic. Yeah.
This is a Botchamania table.
It's not a wooden table. It's plastic. No, like, yeah, I really want to put through it. Or the old, they ain't got my card on file.
It's like, I was like, this is your event, my friend.
Yeah. They won't charge me a dime.
I get at least 5 minutes.
No, that's fine. That's not us. So. Excuse me, sir, in the dead inside t-shirt. What is dead inside? Or is that just you being dead inside? Fair enough.
Yeah.
What's on the necklace? What's hanging off of it? It looks like Darth Maul.
And that's like, you know, that's beyond.
Oh.
Like that.
Oh God, is that actual blood?
And that's like okay. That's like a core building block.
So
like,
fair enough.
It's like you're at a horror convention.
Yeah, I would have believed you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, but.
You have several necklaces.
Yep. Sure enough.
That's fair. That's fair. I didn't really know anything. I just wasn't sure if Dead Inside was anything or just... I didn't know if it was, like, from an anime or anything because of the drawing on it.
Right.
Like, so. Okay. Fair enough. No. He doesn't have a microscope, so I think we're good there. All right. What's on the... What? Oh, we're a podcast and YouTube channel.
Yep.
Here.
Yeah, we have
look up our stuff.
1,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
We're growing every day.
We do a trivia show on Mondays. On Wednesdays, one of our members who isn't here uploads wrestling memes. And on Fridays, we have a recurring bit called Stand Up Sit Down, where we do little stand up bits on YouTube and then sit down, stand up. And then we've also got a couple podcasts as well. You can find us on Spotify. Look us up under Friends with Benefits or Superhero Deep Dive.
Yep.
I think.
Yeah, you got it.
Nice.
Good plug-in. Yeah, man.
I'm here for it, man. I'm here for it. So yeah, check us out. And yeah, enjoy. Your hoodie is very short.
It is.
It is very short. I don't think that would go around any part of me.
What?
That tiny ass hoodie.
Oh, you know.
Like, I could try and fit into it, but, like, I'd break the zipper, I'd break the sleeves.
It would be worse than anything Chris Farley
I used to be. My metabolism cut out on me when I was, like, 22, so.
Do you know what caused your metabolism to cut out on you?
Yeah, we'll talk about it off air because it's something very illicit, so.
Okay.
We'll just say getting sober.
Okay, I was like, I remember exactly when my metabolism just crashed on me. I went through a breakup and I had Chinese food. Every meal, all day, like every day for a month.
That's not a problem. That's a solution.
No, because my body is just like, we can't take this anymore.
No more rice.
So don't eat Chinese food 3 meals a day for a month and don't do drugs.
It wasn't even like 3 meals a day. I went like in the morning when they opened and went and bought like $30-$40 worth of Chinese food.
Jesus Christ. Wow. So you had like 5 meals a day.
That's
every day.
That's a lot of Chinese food.
I got full, weighed a little bit, ate some more.
Wash, rinse, repeat the other day. Yeah.
I was just that depressed.
I've been there. Yeah.
It was just emotional eating.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you the girl anymore.
A tag team match?
Yeah, we're going to do a tag team match. Fill out the paperwork.
I'll fill it. I have to hold the mic.
You can't fill it out now. There's also a physical that goes along with it. So you got to get
I'm not going to pass that.
Yeah, you will.
Out of state physical.
I think so. I don't know if it says that it has to be like a Kentucky MD. I don't know.
Well,
we're all trying to get wrestling
fair.
Licenses and be a part of a wrestling match. So,
See, I might.
I am a licensed wrestler. We're about the same size. You'd be fine. I promise you. Because here's the thing that I realized after being backstage at the wrestling event a couple weeks ago. There's two body types in local pro wrestling. It's Maple Leaf Monster, Seth LaDuke, and me. There's no real in between.
So I would be the in between. Do you want us to like
to be
big chopped? Just chop. Big chop right across the chest.
Chop.
Bam.
Like we're but no.
All right.
If you ever thought wrestling was fake, that is the move. It's the most basic of move.
I believe the drama is fake.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guarantee you the drama is more real than you think.
The way I've always put it is wrestling is predetermined.
Yes.
It's predetermined.
Yes.
I say it's the world's greatest show.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. It's true.
It's the world's greatest fun show.
Yeah.
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 Well, and it was always like, it's always been funny because I think you and I have dealt with this before. Like, I would have people, like, even in, like, my late 20s be like, you know, wrestling is fake, right? And these are, like, Game of Thrones and Doctor Who fans. I'm like, those aren't historical documentaries you're watching.
That's not real either.
Yeah.
Those rugs they're wearing are from IKEA. It's not really like they're actually from that.
They
time.
Didn't go skin someone, like, no. or an animal. Like, yeah.
It's a rug from IKEA. So there's a Starbucks cup in that shot. I've seen it, so I don't know. Whatever. Whatever.
But. Were you a Game of Thrones guy?
No, I always get to the same episode in season two. I've tried to watch it three times. I get to the same episode, and I'm just like, I literally have no idea what the characters' names are. I have no idea what's going on. I'm out.
You know my rule. I'll watch an entire season of something, and if at the end of it I'm like, I don't give a fuck what happens to these people, I'm done.
Yeah,
I've done it with, like, Weeds and Game of Thrones are the two that come to mind first.
Yeah.
I was a fan until I got an email from my internet service provider.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Says don't download them.
It says leave this alone.
Pirate. Pirate.
Yar.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they told me to stop.
That just means you don't have a good VPN.
Speaking of which, today's podcast is sponsored.
Thanks for coming by.
VPN.
You
say it easy.
MLM.
Yeah, the TN2M show VPN is what this episode is brought to you by. So you can download all the shit you want and not get caught. Just kidding. We will sell your information so fast so we don't go to jail. Because I don't know about you, but I would not last in jail. I would get sold for a pack of smokes.
Have you seen this hair? I wouldn't last.
Not even a full pack of smokes.
Have I told you about when my dad accidentally walked into the cafeteria at the women's prison?
Oh, no.
So, like, no, this is a 100% true story. My father...
there's got to be some kind of premise or backstory.
No, so dad, aside from being a pharmacist, he has a law degree.
Okay.
So he was meeting a client at... the jail, and they had just kind of been like, oh yeah, go in one of the doors over there, and didn't specify which one.
Oh, that's not
so good. My dad walks into the cafeteria during lunchtime, and he said the entire place just kind of stopped at a dime, and within like 5 seconds he had three officers on him, and like one had mace drawn.
Yeah, oh yeah, they don't mess around.
And
it's prison, they don't mess around.
And dad was like, he was like, the guard at the gate just pointed towards doors and said, go in one, this is the one I picked.
Yeah.
And he's like,
this spot over here.
And they were like, they said, well, was it, for the lack of this, well, was it Smitty? Fucking sure, whoever was at the door. And they were like, yeah, he's new. We'll lead you to the door you were supposed to go in. My dad was like, thanks, I don't want to get sold while I'm here.
Yeah, you have officially become property of somebody and you have to hang on to their pocket. For the rest of your
I believe
life.
Dad's wording when my mother was mortified as he's telling me and my brother this story. He was like, I think I could have gone for a couple packs of cigarettes at least just with my law knowledge.
Right.
Oh,
prepare for trouble.
And make it double?
Oh, damn it.
Almost had it. It was too late. Did he come by and say that the Ghostbusters were afraid of coming over to talk?
I'll go get one.
You know the one.
I'll see what I can do.
Pick them up and put them over your shoulder.
All right.
Put them over your shoulder. Just bring them.
You can bring that with you and try and see if it will get range.
Well, I can't hear you guys.
No, but you can just try it for fun.
I'm going.
All right, he's gone. Stretch is out of here. I don't know. So, yeah, now it's just you and me.
It is.
Now it's awkward eye contact time.
Oh, man.
Sup, man?
That is my favorite thing.
All I know is I went to use the bathroom before we started. I used the restroom, and I came back, and all I heard was, you tell him. I just don't have the heart to tell Flanagan. And we won't go into the whole story.
No, we can go into it.
No, we won't. It's okay. No, it's fine. But it was just hearing that. I'm just like, but I knew what it was about from the beginning, and it's okay.
Did you?
Yeah, because that's what I said. I came in, and I sat down, and I said, I know that's why. So I'm curious to see
this dude walking by. Looks like a mix of Joey Fatone and Drew McIntyre.
I love it.
Oh my gosh! I can't tell whether or not to be intimidated or
turned on.
Yes,
the answer is yes. The answer is yes to both.
Okay.
No, it doesn't have the patch. I'm looking for someone with the patch, like the official team patch. That's how you know that they're actually a Ghostbuster on the team. And No. So we're going to see what happens. He's coming back. He's got nobody with him. So I don't know. Rob, when are you going to pick up a microphone and join our show? What did you find out? Because nobody can get a Ghostbuster over here. Why?
Says he'll be here in a minute.
That's what they
Why are they scared of us?
Is it the one?
It's not the one.
The inappropriate question.
No, okay.
We don't have inappropriate questions.
Wait, you're not allowed
inappropriate questions.
All your questions are inappropriate. You're not allowed to ask.
That bad.
I'm just glad we didn't turn. No.
You haven't added this question.
No.
No.
See,
that's inappropriate.
No, we're not doing that.
That is a great
question.
Mostly because.
Think.
aside from myself, I don't really care about anybody else's sex life inside this room right now.
I don't know. I think some of this will bring freak stuff.
Oh, I don't even want to know half of the stuff.
I'm right here, baby.
Like, there's somebody here.
Not who I was thinking of.
She just gave me an autograph, probably.
Well, yeah, come on.
I don't want to know half the freaky stuff.
How do you
stuff
lose all credibility as a con chairperson without actually letting people know that you're a con?
Well, yeah, he's not on the mic saying any of this, so no, it's probably not being picked
being
up.
He's seen with us.
All he's getting, like, all they're hearing are responses.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't think we're getting a Ghostbuster.
I know. Why? I'm trying to put them over. I'm trying to put them over like friggin'
this is bullshit.
I'm trying to put them over.
No, wait. He was heading this way.
They're not being a
he was heading this way. Let's see. Is he around in the corner?
Is it the one? Because
it's not the one.
Oh, another announcement.
Yeah.
Somebody from that team can come over here. They got like 40 of them.
Skirt.
I thought they weren't afraid of no ghosts. Like, what the hell?
Also, oh, yeah.
But he's not welcome.
The guy from the Lucid? That guy? Yeah. All right.
Oh, they
announcements.
How come they get mics to talk to the crowd and we don't?
Well, because we didn't grab them from the thing over here first.
Well, and the last time we did that was 2020, and I think I said fuck about 10 times.
Yeah, you're not allowed to say that to the people. There's children here. That's why literally, like, he's sitting here asking, he's like, so is it weird to get aroused by a teenage picture of your partner? And there's, like, a six-year-old child right here in front of the table, and I'm like...
I'm not saying I did.
Wait,
I'm just saying.
Hold on. He's walking. He's walking again. He stopped.
What? Come on.
He stopped.
One awkward question time.
He said he'd be here.
He's a liar.
Here.
I can ask him the poop question.
No, you're not asking him any of those questions.
Oh, I've got a good off-air one to ask y'all.
All right.
I've got a great off-air one to ask you guys.
See,
I'm down with that.
Subscribe to our Patreon to find out what that question is.
To tell you,
subscribe to my OnlyFans.
to tell you about it, it was the post. It was a conversation post con LCTC special that I fucking forgot to send you. I'll send it to you when I get home.
I think like you told me that you did it and then you never sent it to me.
Oh wait, he's like rushing over here.
Right,
he's on his way. He's on his way. Let's go.
He's like, I got a panel to do. So
we will not take up much time. We will not take up much time. Take a seat with us.
We got Cook.
Here. That's right.
From the Kentucky, the Ghostbusters of Kentucky. I need to get it right.
Right, GBKY, right. Ghostbusters of Kentucky.
I really like that patch too.
Yeah, that patch.
That patch is dope.
Thank you. Yeah, I decided to clone the state flag. You know, and believe it or not, there's 260 Ghostbusters franchises in the North American region. So from Canada to Mexico, coast to coast, about 260 franchises. So it's one of those things that United we stand, divided we fall, kind of worked out. You know, we're all going to do this together.
Yeah, that's dope. That's cool.
So
that's cool.
When did the Ghostbusters of Kentucky, when did that start? Like, when did you guys?
2021.
Okay.
It was a group of us here in the South Central Bowling Green, Glasgow, Scottsdale, Russellville area.
Right.
Was, you know, kind of wanting a group. There was a group here years ago, great group of guys. But
well, I wouldn't say great group of guys.
I wouldn't say great.
Well, you know.
what is your official stance on the previous group of guys?
Well.
Oh, yes.
They're a great group of guys. Let me reiterate, great group of guys.
Oh, I'm loving every part of this.
The cool thing about most of Ghostbusters franchises play well together.
Yeah.
Most of them play well together. They like to partner and do stuff.
Yeah.
Those guys mainly are now up north. So it's just nice to have something down here in this area now.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember that they were run out of town for being true bastards.
Run out, skipped out.
One of those two.
They're cowards and they just ran.
Right, that's what I hear. They're not afraid of ghosts, but they're afraid of their bill collectors.
They're not afraid of no ghosts, but
they're afraid of everyone else with the pulse.
Everyone else.
Afraid of pending litigation and bill collectors. That's what I heard. No. So what are some of the other events that you guys do? Like, what else goes into being a member of the Ghostbusters of Kentucky?
We do birthday parties. We do parades, fairs, festivals, cons.
So you never have any leading members get way too drunk and hungover and say no parade the morning of the parade?
This isn't that kind of party.
Okay.
All right.
No, busting makes us feel good, but not that good.
Not that good.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, like birthday, any kind of, like, celebration.
Birthday parties.
Like
we're doing doing the theater.
Okay.
For opening weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
Frozen Empire.
Yeah.
So we're doing the Great Escape 12.
Nice.
Over next to the college. Saturday and Friday and Saturday, the 22nd, 23rd.
Good deal. Yeah, I've already got my tickets for that, so I'll be out there.
We'll be there.
I'll see it eventually.
Yeah. No, it's good.
He says eventually.
So how many people are on? How many people are in the group? The Ghostbusters of Kentucky.
We have about 15 guys, counting wives and kids.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
All right. What's the policy on significant others joining? I always love this when it comes to like fan groups and stuff. Like, what's the policy on?
So we have a couple of wives who participate. The rest of them tolerate.
that's usually.
And there's the key.
That's a wonderful
participate
quote.
Or tolerate.
All right.
Now there might be the one lone wife who's like, I don't like you anything about it.
Yep.
But outside that, if I can't have participation, I'll definitely take toleration.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
If I've got a proton pack, if I've got the uniform, if I've got all the props and stuff, and I want to be a part of the Ghostbusters,
he's definitely not asking this hypothetically either.
If he has a 3D printer at home and is currently 3D printing his second set of gear,
we're not talking about me right now. But like,
so yet again, there's a panel at the Ghostbusters booth on 3D printing and prop building currently going on right now.
Yeah,
in the last 6 weeks, hypothetically, I have printed a real Ghostbusters pack, real Ghostbusters trap, real Ghostbusters goggles, and I'm almost done with my Frozen Empire pack.
Hypothetically
speaking. And I really, really wanted to join the Ghostbusters of Kentucky. How would I go about it?
Well, I'm ready to believe you.
God, that was good.
That is.
He's practiced.
Kudos to you.
Yeah.
Practiced.
So, we have a really lax policy on some of this stuff. Basically, if you've got a T-shirt, if you've got a uniform, if you've got a pack or a prop or something bought from Spirit Halloween, cool, great, gravy. If you need help finding all this stuff, we have the tools and the talent, the resources to make it happen.
There it is.
He's killing it.
So the thing about it is, man, is all we ask is just be a fit, We logistically are a family group, a lot of wives and kids. We're not telling anybody no, but at the same time, if you don't fit with us, we don't fit with you, it's no go. Other than that, hey, man, give us a shot. Come by, hang out. If it all works out, hey, man, welcome aboard. All
right? That's awesome.
And how can people get in contact with you if they are interested and they're listening later and they really want to find out more information or they want to like...
Or if they're a co-host on the show.
Yeah, or if they want you guys for an event or to join or anything like that.
If they get a lot of pleasure out of cracking the 3D printing structures or the new Frozen Empire grenade ball.
Again, at my table, there's a Frozen Empire pack upgrade. There is a proton bomb / ghost grenade over there.
I'm going to have to check this out.
So we have the equipment. So, Ghostbusters of Kentucky on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter X, we have Ghostbusters of KY at gmail.com.
Perfect. All right. Awesome. Thank you for your time. Thanks for
having me. I really appreciate it.
Guys, thanks for having me over.
Nice, so nice.
Thanks for having the GBKY, Ghostbusters Kentucky here. And it's awesome, man. Thanks for the hangout.
We'll come over and actually chat with you off air here in a bit.
We'll laugh here in a minute.
Well, yeah, thank you for taking time. I know you got to go to the panel, man. We really appreciate you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So nice. Yes. Just so nice.
Awesome. The premier South Central Kentucky ghostbusting group, the Ghostbusters of Kentucky. That was member Cook. I didn't get his first name.
Me either. Well, we'll do that when
we'll
go.
We'll ask him later. We'll ask him when it's a little less formal of an occasion.
Very diplomatic.
Yes. Right. Oh, great. I should have told him that. Never mind. I appreciate you guys being all the subtlety of a sledgehammer with that one.
Yeah, why not?
So
I'm sorry. Would you have done the exact same thing if it was me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Why do you think that chair for Hannah Fearman is right next to you? Speaking of, we are going to go ahead and I think we're about time for Hannah Fearman to come over here and have a conversation. So we may come back with another bonus episode live from the Scarefest Weekend Presents.
There you go. There you go.
Floor after lunch, because it's still, we haven't even had lunch yet and it's 10 after 2. So we're going to refuel and we might be back for a little bonus later. I don't know.
Oh, I get to do the outro live.
Yeah, well, you do, and also you get to do that to lead into Hannah Fearman.
Oh, yeah.
So go ahead and do your outro, and then we'll welcome her in.
I've got it.
All right.
Guys from Vet City Con, as always, especially the people here, stay safe, stay happy, keep doing what you're doing. And since she's about to come down and sit with us, thank you all for being our friends, especially Hannah Fearman right now, with benefits. What's up, guys? Also, Chris here with, who are you right now?
Jason from Superhero Deep Dive.
Okay, and then, you know, the most handsome member of the group, well, the hosts. We got Chris here as well, and joining us right now is Hannah Fearman?
Yeah.
Okay, Hannah Fearman. Yeah, Hannah Fearman, you might know her from VHS, Siren, Creepshow, a Legend of Zelda fan film.
That's right, like
a whole bunch of stuff you've done. Oh my God, was it Vampire Diaries?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
you got a super fan over here. You can tell.
He knows all of them. I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
And I feel bad. I was watching some recently. I was watching some movie on Prime because I will just scroll their horror section until something. Well, and it was a bunch of short stories. And you were the host between them or something like that.
Oh, Dead by Midnight.
Yeah.
I actually, do you remember the first segment, the old lady?
Yeah.
I directed and wrote that.
Oh, shit, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Well,
that's
I wrote it with Josh Wilcox.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. So we are live at the Vet City show floor, and so, what brought you here, aside from, them reaching out and offering to pay you?
I hadn't been here before, and I thought it was a good idea, and I've always driven past this museum, because I used to live in Atlanta, and I always drive past this this museum, and I'm just so curious about it, and I was just like, okay, yay, I finally get to go. And,
That Chad gets you your free Corvette too on the way out.
Oh,
part
yay!
Of the deal. Yeah, so tell him that you're owed a Corvette.
Is that Hot Wheels?
He owes you a Corvette on the way out.
It's not even Hot Wheels, it's the knockoff.
Yeah, whatever the Hot Wheels is.
It's like warm car. So,
lukewarm car.
Burning question. We have Corvettes. There are some Mustangs in the parking lot. There are Dodge Chargers. Car of choice.
Out of those?
Sports car choice. Anything. Whatever. Sports car choice.
Well,
but don't glam it up. You seem like down home,
Don't glam it up?
Yeah, you seem like girl next door kind of girl.
Do I?
A little bit.
My favorite sports car. You're asking me my favorite sports car. Okay. I like Aston Martins. Sorry, I that's not really girl next door unless you're in a really fancy neighborhood.
Yeah,
not in the neighborhood.
No.
Go in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yeah, well, I like the way Corvettes look too. I'm excited. Maybe they'll let me sit in a couple of them.
Yeah, there were people take the tour.
There were people starting them out there when I walked in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey.
So go out there, tell them who the fuck you are, and just be like, I get to start a Corvette. Don't ask. Just say, I get to.
Yes. Say, this is my Corvette now. I own this. So it comes with the contract.
I'll try it.
Just say keys and then snap.
There you go.
Just like that.
Do you have anything coming up that you want to talk about? Or can talk about? I know some people are kind of weird about whether or not they can.
I've been talking about the same things for the past few years, but I got something new. I just got through producing a feature film called Bunker Heights, directed and written by Drew Fortier, who's also here today, and it's starring Paul Taylor. Everyone's representing here today. And that is a creature feature comedy horror and thriller. And it is, we're editing it right now, and it's turning out really well. It's absurd. It's like if Lethal Weapon met Chud.
I'm on board.
Out of that,
I'm very on board for this.
Really
and
good.
Basically, we shot the entire thing for $30,000. We did no Indiegogos, nothing like that, and we just hired all of our buddies, and they all just, came out and worked for free, and, check out the trailer. It's online right now. A teaser trailer.
Did you put it on your Instagram?
I'm sure I did.
Okay, because I want to say I think I saw that.
Maybe not the whole thing.
Well, I think I saw a clip or something on there.
Yeah, so. Did it have a hand?
Okay.
Chaney Morrow's in it. Who else? Elsie Holt. Me. Yeah, so.
Obviously, I think, I don't mean to sound rude when I say this, so, please don't take it that way. I feel like the VHS role kind of, puts you on the map. Is that, one of the more famous things you've done, is it one of those things where when you did it, you
rude.
Didn't... Not, like,
not
I don't
rude.
Know how to fucking...
No, it's not rude. It's totally true.
But, so is it one of those situations where you were, I didn't realize for, the next... X amount of years, 12, 13 years, you'd have to be like, yeah, at conventions now, I just have to like be like, I like you.
I like you.
I like you. I like you. Like, I just saw Dope in concert. Like, if you're familiar with them at all. But they did a cover of You Spin Me Right Round in 1999 for the American Psycho soundtrack. And he was like, yeah, you know, it was really awesome. We got approached for it. But he was like, I didn't realize I'd have to play this goddamn song for the next, like, 25 years.
Yeah. Yeah, oh well, you know, that's what you get for being good at something and making something cool.
Yeah.
I had no idea anybody was going to see VHS. I didn't think... Okay, I did it because I knew that I would get in front of a couple of the other directors and maybe eventually work with them too. You know, it was, and I wanted to work with David Bruckner because he's brilliant. And that was it. Like, I literally didn't think anybody was ever going to see it. I'm like, you know,
surprise!
No big deal. And then, boom, I'm naked everywhere. And I'm just like, oh, I don't know about, I don't know about my choices right now.
That's how we got him on the podcast.
You got naked.
Before you know it, you're naked everywhere. Sorry.
But I don't regret it. And I do, I am grateful that my phrase in the movie is I like you. Because if it was like anything negative, I think it would just like seep into my subconscious by now.
So, yeah, you're not having to like, good. You're not having to be like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
like,
to, like everyone who comes to talk to you. Yourself, you know? Yeah. Like that would hurt my feelings.
Well, we actually got Damien Leone to tell us to go fuck ourselves. Yeah. So that was awesome.
Yeah. The rite of passage.
Is it a mission to get everybody on your podcast is telling you to go fuck yourself?
Yeah, that's what we're going
to
ask
you. Yeah, we're actually probably going to ask you to say that like right before you leave.
Yep.
Okay.
That's how it goes. It's the price of admission. So, okay, you've been a part of several, you know, big horror franchises or, like, some of these horror... If you could pick a horror franchise that you would want to be a part of, which one would you want
like
to be a part of?
Like your next franchise product.
Yeah. Like, you know, you've done VHS, you've been a part of the Creepshow universe. Now someone comes to you and they say, all right, we've got, you know, these doors. We've got Nightmare on Elm Street. We've got Friday the 13th. We've got Texas Chainsaw. We got anything else.
As long as it's not another fan film.
Yeah, no fan films. Like, which horror franchise would you want to be a part of more than any other?
Oh, man.
We only ask the tough questions here.
Well, I am doing a pseudo Chud-like movie, so that would be a cool one. The Hellraiser. I mean, that would be kind of
Hellraiser.
You're just
yeah, Hellraiser would be fucking
you
dope.
You and Paul Taylor are BFFs.
How did you know we were BFFs?
We talked to him yesterday. He had nothing but really good things to say about you, so that's why I know that's cheating.
I love him. Okay, let me
he's,
think.
He's awesome. He's super great, by the way. But
this is a really good question. I wish I was ready.
That's why I asked it.
Oh man.
We only asked.
I'm a horror novice. I have a couple questions about this.
No, we have another question going.
No. Not directly towards her, but just to help maybe.
Yeah.
We'll pass some time for
you. Thank you. Okay.
All right.
The Predator series, is that considered horror?
Yes.
Okay, definitely Predator then.
Because Prey was freaking awesome.
Prey was fucking dope.
Absolutely, 100%. Yes. Okay. That was one of the...
The Aliens franchise... I think they're rebooting that.
Yeah, they're doing another one.
So yeah,
Dave's stuff that they're doing, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's Fede Alvarez, the dude who did the 2013 Evil Dead.
He's
directing it. And I'm
brilliant.
I'm really stoked for that.
So there's a couple. So
okay, those.
Alien and Predator.
I'll take one.
I'll take all of them.
Okay, do I get residual?
I'm hungry.
And like, if there's on kind of like the same thing he is, like, who's a director you haven't worked with that you'd really like to like? Get a project with. Big, small, it doesn't matter. Like, you can knock it out of the park.
Tim Burton.
What?
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton. God, okay.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's a good one.
I mean, I was just such a huge fan of his ever since I was little, so that would be really cool. Gosh, there's some really good ones out there. Michel Gondry, what is he doing these days? He was one of my favorites back in the day.
Why am I blanking on what they directed?
Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But he's not horror. But I bet he could be. I'd be good at it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't specify that it had to be a horror movie.
Yeah.
So, no, that's fair.
Yeah, I'd like to work with Darren Bousman again.
Okay.
He was great to work with. We did St. Agatha. I see him at conventions a little bit. I don't know. All of them. Hire me. Hire me.
Or hire. Yes. Yes. No, I love it. I love it. I love it. Okay, so where can people keep up with what you're doing? How can they find you online? How can they keep track of the projects that you're working on and be like him, where he knows everything about you? How can people be as clued in as also Chris over here with what you're up to?
I think probably the best way to stay up to date on the projects I've got going on is Instagram. Mm-hmm. But every now and then I'll pop back up on Facebook or X, and I keep my website pretty good and up to date, and it's also connected to my social media as well. So if you want a one-stop shop, it's hannahfearman.com. Everything's on there, and yeah.